Fantasy sports fans, I know that's a lot of you. Listen up. Did you know that your chance of winning on Draft, the Draft app, 80% better than on the salary cap sites? That's why Draft is an awesome site. No more getting crushed by the pros. It's not just me. More than 1 million people have already downloaded Draft, too. You can play right now, in a real live NBA or NFL draft, be done under 5 minutes, and get paid out the next day. Drafts are filling every second, so you can join one whenever you want. All new players get a free entry into a real money draft when you make your first deposit. You just have to use the promo code EVENMONEY. That's right, playing a real money draft for free just by using my promo code EVENMONEY. It gets even better. Draft is so sure you'll love it that they're even offering Even Money listeners a money-back guarantee up to $100. Money-back guarantee. Say it with me. Just search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and come play free right now with promo code EVENMONEY.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Russ Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is week 11 in the NFL, kicking off tomorrow night. We are presented by betonline.ag, the online gaming website of choice for Steve Fezzik, for the Even Money Podcast with the best odds and fast payouts. I mentioned Steve Fezzik. He's kind of the star of the show. You can check him out on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. He's the only two-time winner of the Super Contest, which is the Super Bowl of professional football gambling in Las Vegas. Back-to-back, which is absolutely amazing. I'm a former NFL offensive lineman that loves giving you guys my thoughts, my input each and every week. We put the bets on the line and let you know where we would put our money, where Steve does put his money each and every week here on the Even Money Podcast. We always start by first looking back. Steve, I wish I had better news to report, but we were both down again, which is a shame. You were down 6 units. I was down 3 units. And so for the year, you are still up 20 units. I'm still up 16 units, but we were so far ahead. This is starting to get painful for me, Steve. When I'm watching these games and I'm looking at the spreadsheet that I download on my phone, I'm looking at all the bets we placed, it's starting to get painful. I'm not liking it.
It's even more painful when you're actually betting significant amount of money on your opinions. And, you know, sometimes my plays that I give out to my clients certainly don't exactly match what I give out on the podcast because it's earlier in the week. But that was not the case last week. I was 1-4 on Sunday with what I gave out to my clients. So it was just an ugly week all around.
In terms of the best bets, we had 1 win, 2 losses. So far in the year out of the best bets, we have 26 wins, 2 ties, and 11 misses. That's still pretty darn good on the best bets. Let's take a look at it, Steve, see if we can learn something moving forward. Arizona-Seattle, I put a unit on Arizona getting 6 points. That came through for me, which was nice. You did not do you passed that game. You leaned Arizona. But you had Auburn and BC +3. Just kind of throw that out there for us. Did you need to win both those?
Yeah, you got, by the way, that Arizona game, 6.5 popped up at post. It actually landed on 6 for us, 22-16. But 6.5s were available on the day of the game with the dog. Similarly, BC, I gave out +3. That's a push. But 3.5s did pop up on game day. Could have won that. Auburn, of course, stomped all over Georgia, so that was a very fine selection.
Your Auburn and BC bets, so they were independent. They weren't like a parlay or something?
They were independent, but it turned out it would not have mattered because they went 1-0-1, so you would have won 1 unit regardless.
Got it. Okay. How about the Saints and the Bills? That was one of our best bets, the under. Under 46.5. Final score, 47-10. I think you and I both thought Buffalo's defense would be better. I think we both thought they would bounce back after the extended rest after the Thursday night game. They were awful. Absolutely awful.
And we were still in a position to win our under because the Bills' offense was equally awful. All the Saints did was hand the ball off. And as it turned out, it's 40-3. There's 3.5 minutes left, and the Saints are just running out the clock. One more first down, the game's over. Well, they get the first down and 35 yards more with a backup third-string running back, and we're toast.
Isn't that unbelievable? I mean, that is a bad beat. And then the Bills went all the way down, and they scored a touchdown. And evidently, that's why Tyrod Taylor just got benched for Nate Peterman. Unbelievable.
Well, the reason that the Bills have a winning record is most certainly not their offense. Of course, if I was Tyrod Taylor, I'd say, boy, I could have used, you know, Sammy Watkins and some of my other weapons that you guys just gave away. So I don't know if it's going to make much of a difference. You know, what amazes me, Ross, is the small sample size. Buffalo hasn't made the playoffs since 1999. No free agent wants to live in Buffalo, although they're great people in Buffalo. And yet, every time the Bills start the season a 3-2 or a 4-2, here comes the media. This is the year. It's never the year. It's not next year. No one wants to play in Buffalo. I'm sorry, Ross. I know you got ties to Buffalo. It's just really going to be difficult for this team to ever win.
Taking a look at Packers and the Bears, the Bears were laying 5.5. I put 2 units on the Packers, which came through for me. And then 1 unit on the over 38. Final score, 23-16. And so he has me down for winning 1 unit there, but I won 3 units, right? Packers and the over.
Yes.
Yeah, so I actually won 3 units there. So let me correct that. El Birdman, Todd Bergman, we love him, but that looks to be a mistake there. Although I got to go back, Steve. He had me down as winning Arizona, but if we graded it at -6, and that's what it was, that's a push.
Yes, you know, and I want to comment, ask you about this. The Bears, obviously they botched the challenge, which I just can't understand because here I am stumbling in my pajamas watching the game on TV, and I'm like, that's a touchback. It's like, how can I see that? And no one, with all this, all these guys on the payroll, not seeing it. Russ, why do NFL teams not spend more time with the running backs educating them and the wide receivers saying, look, if it's third or fourth down, you got to reach the ball towards the goal line, towards the pylon. If it's first down after a big play, what are you doing risking a fumble just trying to get into the end zone on plays like that?
I think that is, now that it's happened a couple more times, Corey Davis with the Titans as well, I do think that coaches will make it clear. But you're so conditioned to reach for the pylon, to reach for the goal line when you get close to it. Because you know all you have to do is break the plane, and those guys don't expect to lose control of it. That's the answer. So I graded myself back to a 0 on that Arizona game, because if we said 6 and the final score is 22-16, then it's a push. Whatever we say on the show is what it is, because, you know, for all we know, people listen right after it's posted, and it's the same stuff. And then I got 3 units for that Bears-Packers game. You lost 2 units there, Steve. Our other best bet, this one really hurt. We both had the Cleveland Browns getting 12 points. We took 2 units, getting 12 points. Steve, first of all, they totally butchered the end of the first half, which should have been at least 3 points right there, which would have given us the win. Secondly, they had the lead in the second half. We lose 38-24. I mean, it's no wonder people go crazy gambling, Steve. Seriously.
Cleveland dominates the stats. Should have won the game outright based purely on stats. I think they won the first downs by like 10. You know, the Cleveland Browns are kind of like back when we were single, Ross. And they're like that good-looking girl that has faults. And you just give her every favorable rounding that you possibly can. Oh, she drives home from the bars buzzed. But you know what? She only had three or four. She's okay. And she's not very nice to everybody. And you're like, yeah, but she's well-educated. Yeah, she's smart, but she's like an idiot when it comes to life. And you just try to find the good faults because she looks good. Bottom line is she just does all these stupid things that you just cannot be involved with her long-term.
Yep. I think that's well said. Colts, Steelers. We both had two units on Indy. That came through in a major way. They were getting 10 points, almost won the game. The total was 44. You put two units on the over, which did not happen. Final score 20-7, Pittsburgh. So I won two units there, and you pushed there. We both passed Cincinnati, Tennessee. Minnesota, Washington, I put two units on the under, got absolutely blown out of the water on that one. Final score was 38-30. I mean, I didn't know Everson Griffin wouldn't play, but still, he doesn't make that much of a difference. And Todd has me there for -1. That's actually -2, so I will correct that. It's a bad week for Todd. Todd's been busy. I'll give you the final rundown at the end. Then we got Dallas, Atlanta. I put a unit on Dallas. Whew, that didn't go real well. We did not know about Zeke at the time, but it didn't make a difference to me. I thought it was still a good bet. It wasn't. We both passed Giants, Niners, even though I think we both wanted to take the Niners. Perfect example, Steve, of a team burns you a couple times, so you go against what your gut tells you. Because you're sick of being burned. Then I had Miami Monday night getting two units against Carolina, and they got throttled in that game. You take a look at the Jags and the Chargers. The Chargers did come through for me. They were getting 4 points. They lose every game there's ever been by 3 points, so that's usually a good bet. In terms of the Bucks and the Jets, you liked the over in that one, Steve. That did not happen. So all the ones he had for you were right. So he was right that you were down six units. For me, he had a couple mistakes and ends up -3. So it ends up that's where I was. So it totals out the right way, even though some of them weren't exactly correct. Anyway, all right. So to this point in the year, I'm up 16 units. You're up 20 units. And we are 26 out of 39 best bets. Two of them are ties. Let's do it, Bri.
All right. Well, this week we're all going to do a lot better. Pittsburgh, Thursday night at home against Tennessee. The Steelers 7-point favorites with a total of 44.
The total seems high to me here for two teams that are struggling to score points right now. I like two units on the under 44. Steve, what's the data on Thursday night game? It seems like it's been higher scoring maybe this year. I think about some of the games like Rams, Niners, and Chiefs, Raiders.
Yeah, but historically Thursday games are about a point lower scoring than other games because you'd have less of a time to prepare for a game plan. Ross, you ever play a Thursday game? Did you find that you, especially when you were on the road, that you were just rushed to put in any kind of reasonable game plan, certainly couldn't put in any wrinkles?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I played Thursday my second year, Thanksgiving, actually. I will say this, there's not much of a difference between being home or away. I mean, either way, the day before the game, you're at practice till like 12. The difference is, you know, if you're home, they just tell you to be at the hotel by 7. If you're away, you go to the airport then, and you fly there, and you get there at 5:30, and the meeting's at 7. It doesn't really make that much of a difference, that part of it. But you're right. They might have to be a little more vanilla on defense. Maybe that's a good point. I don't care. I'm still going two units on the under 44 and one unit on Tennessee getting the 7 points. Steelers have not played well enough, in my mind, to be giving the Tennessee Titans 7 points.
quick comment on last week also. I'm not going to beat myself up on those two totals that I lost because I played the numbers like the Indianapolis-Pittsburgh over 44. They're cutting in line on Sunday to play over 46.5. It was going up to 47. If you crush the closing number, typically you're going to do very well. On this total, I've done probably better on totals and sides over my last 8 years gambling, 10 years gambling. I agree with you. I get it. Pittsburgh, Big Ben struggles big time on the road, and he's better at home. Absolutely. But Pittsburgh this year has a very good defense, a top 10 defense. Tennessee struggles to move the ball. Mariota has not recovered from his hamstring injury 100%. DeMarco Murray doesn't look to be 100%. And Delanie Walker doesn't look to be 100%. So a struggling Tennessee offense with key playmakers injured. And at Pittsburgh O, I still think Big Ben is way down compared to he was in prior years. We have a best bet, two units for me too, under 44.
The best bet.
All right, Steve, on to Sunday. Detroit -3 at Chicago, total 41.
Ugh, John Fox, challenge after fumbling into the pylon. How does that happen? I think I made a key strategical mistake last week with taking the Bears as a favorite. The Bears are not built with Trubisky to get up by any kind of margin, but they've been great at home against quality opponents, catching points. The Pittsburgh game, the Atlanta game, the Minnesota game, the Carolina game, 4-0 as a home dog this year against the spread. Weather's not going to be very good in the 30s in the Windy City, and the wind will be about 12 miles an hour, hopefully higher. Hopefully we'll even get worse weather. That would help the Bears in their ground game. The Lions, statistically a below-average team. I love what Stafford does, top five quarterback in the league, but the Bears in every other aspect are the better team. I'll take the 3 for 2 units. I'll play the under for 2 units.
You know, I'm going to pass this game. I think the Lions probably win a close game. I still just don't have that much faith in the Bears. We saw that on Sunday. Kendall Fuller got abused. Devontae Adams had a big game. I don't see how Stafford doesn't. I think the total's about right. This is a pass for me. I guess I would lean Chicago, but not much of a lean. I think that they've got this line right. I don't see a lot of value here.
Kansas City at the New York Giants. Ross, 10.5-point favorites for the Chiefs, total 44.
Don't you feel like with this line, Steve, they're begging you to take the Giants, like begging you to take the
begging.
Giants and the 10.5? I would think they'll have a better performance, but after that Rams game, they had a terrible performance against the Niners. It does look like the team has quit. Now Justin Pugh won't play at right tackle. I mean, they're a mess up front on the offensive line. I would lean to the Giants, but I'm going to pass this game on the line. I will put 2 units on the over. The Chiefs defense isn't that good. Eli will have to be throwing it around. I think Kansas City scores. I think the Giants score. I like the over 44. If, you know what? I don't love it. I'm going to put I'll go 2 units. 2 units on the over 44.
Yeah, I did want to ask you, Ross, your experience. Do NFL players quit on coaches and not give full effort?
It's rare to see it, but – and I'm trying to think – back to my time, but yeah, I think it can happen. I mean, I've seen it happen with the effort by the Giants in the last couple games. I mean, certainly Janoris Jenkins, Eli Apple, there's no other explanation. I'd love to hear what they would say.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I think in particular there was one play against the Rams on the 3rd and 33 when Eli Apple clearly had the angle to just make a tackle if he had moved towards the center of the field, and he just provided containment to the outside when it was clear that the runner could not go to the outside. And it just, I was like, what is he doing? So I cannot trust the Giants. You're right. The numbers, if they play hard, say bet the Giants. Andy Reid is great off a bye for Kansas City historically. So the numbers are so good there that can get me off of the power ratings, but I agree, lack of effort means more scoring. If San Francisco can pace your defense, certainly a talented Chief team can do it as well. Two units on the over 44, best bet.
The best bet.
Next up, Steve, the Tampa Bay Bucks at the Miami Dolphins. Dolphins favored by 1.5, total 40.5.
Wrong team favored here. Tampa Bay gets their best wide receiver back from suspension. He'll have fresh legs, which will, so I expect that he'll have a really big game. Miami, yeah, they've won four games. They're garbage. All their wins are close wins. All of their losses, even the Oakland game, I could argue, was a blowout loss where they got 8 points in the final 2 seconds of the game. So no home field advantage for Miami at Hard Rock Stadium. I think Tampa is still trying hard, and I think they have a higher strength of schedule playing in that division. So I think Tampa wins the game. Two units, Tampa.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it on a bunch of podcasts and on Twitter that there should be an investigation into how the Dolphins won four games this year. I just don't know how that's happened. You're right about getting Mike Evans back. I don't have enough faith in either one of these teams to put a bet on the game. I'm sorry. I have no idea, none, what we're going to get from either one of these teams in any game that they play. I just don't want to lose my money.
Baltimore Ravens, 2-point favorites at the Green Bay Packers, total 38.
38, man. I will be at this game. This is the game I'm calling for Westwood One on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. I like Green Bay here. Now, the Ravens, I believe, are getting Woodhead back. And, you know, we'll have to see how that works out. And not only that, but they've played pretty darn good defensively for the most part this year. I liked how Hundley played against the Bears, especially in the second half of that game. And as a result, I'm going to take the Packers and the 2 points. I'm only going to put one unit on it, but I'm going to take the Packers and the 2 points. One unit.
I've gotten the Packers games wrong the last 2 weeks. I think I'll stay away from Hundley and how he's going to perform this week. I pass.
All right, Steve, what about the Rams at the Vikings? Minnesota, 2.5-point favorites with a total of 46.
Yeah, two really good teams here. I'm a believer in the Rams. Their strength of schedule isn't very good, but very, very impressive with how they've been playing. But it's going to be difficult to go into Minnesota, and they're not catching three as I had hoped, only getting two. Just a lean to the Rams.
I would do the same. That place seems like Minnesota's very good at home. And so I'm going to say that the Vikings win a close game at home. And I don't want to touch the total either after what happened to me with that Vikings-Redskins total. I'm passing that one as well. I would lean Rams getting the 2.5 points.
Ross, Arizona, 1-point favorites at the Houston Texans with a total of 40.
Interesting game. Evidently, Blaine Gabbert is going to start against Tom Savage in this one. I kind of like Arizona to win the game. I don't know if I like him enough to lay a unit. I'll put one unit on Arizona and show some faith in Gabbert. I just feel like the Texans with Savage are just a mess.
Yeah, I don't think you can bet the Texans without a quarterback and with a absolutely gutted defense. If you can't beat Indianapolis at home, can you beat anybody at home? So I would lean with Arizona. I don't know what we're going to get out of Gabbard, so just a lean.
Steve, Jacksonville, 7.5-point favorites at Cleveland. Now, the total is 37.5. How much of that is attributed to a bad offense for Cleveland or the weather?
Hey, you know, I haven't gotten a weather report. I haven't done my totals yet. I'm going to pull that up right now as we speak and see what the what it looks like. 37 degrees, good call. Chance of light snow showers, 16 miles an hour wind, so some chance of significant weather on the lake there, and it can change every hour. You know what? I'm not betting on Cleveland. I absolutely refuse. After the meltdown, Ross, if we had an intramural football team and I audibled to a quarterback sneak, you wouldn't speak to me for a week with 15 seconds left and a half, correct?
I would be pretty disappointed. Yeah, I'd be pretty – it does not speak well to Kaiser's situational football intelligence, that's for sure.
Kaiser is a 28 Wunderlich. So, I mean, he's an intelligent player, but he just has a low football IQ. By the way, Ross, what was your Wunderlich score?
I don't remember. I really don't. It was 30 or 40-something, but I don't remember. I really don't. I want to look up that and my arm length because I have short arms. Those are the two things I want to find out. I wonder if someone still has that in their record somewhere. I'm sure somebody does.
I'm sure it's still floating around because of the bad weather. I don't bet Florida teams when it's going to snow or be icy rain, so I can only lean to Cleveland. Similarly, just an FYI, going to college football, Notre Dame goes down to Miami and it's 77 degrees and humid even with a night game. Same thing. I don't like to bet northern teams in Florida at the end of the year. I'll pass the game.
Yeah, man. This feels to me, Steve, like the Niners situation where it's like the Browns have let me down a couple times, so even though I think I should put a unit on them, I'm not going to, and then they're going to come through and they're going to actually win or at least keep it a close game. I'll put one unit on Cleveland. What the hell? Getting 7.5 units. Getting 7.5 points.
Ross, the Washington Redskins at the New Orleans Saints. Saints favored by 8 and the total 51.
Really tempted to take the Redskins here because they've been playing pretty solid football, but the Saints have just looked so dominant and playing at home. I'm going to pass the game.
Yeah, the Saints, incredibly impressive with what they were able to do rushing against the Bills. I would lean to the Saints. I hate to lay that. You know, Kirk Cousins, wow, is he good. His O-line is completely decimated, and he is just trucking his team down the field regardless. Put that loss to the Vikings on the defense, and if that's the case, look out what Drew Brees and Kamara and company are going to do against them. Should be a high-scoring game. It's in the total. I'll lean New Orleans.
New quarterback for Buffalo. They are at the L.A. Chargers. Chargers favored by 4, 43.5 the total.
It really matters with the quarterback, as Buffalo has been doing with defense up until last week, not offense. Rivers in concussion protocol. He'll probably play, I think. But Phil Rivers, as a favorite of 5 points or less for the Chargers, he's 9-18 straight up. Let's think about this. So he's favored in 27 games when he's a small favorite, and the Chargers find a way to lose 2/3 of those games. I don't want to go into that subset. I'll pass.
So has the line moved since the news came out?
The line has not moved. It has stayed at 4.
Wow. That's interesting. I loved the Buffalo getting the 4 units. I mean, points. I keep doing that before the quarterback decision. Now I'm not so sure. In fact, I'll take the Chargers. I'll put 2 units on the Chargers. I don't have the faith. I don't have faith in what the Bills are doing. 2 units on the Chargers. The Bills' run defense stinks. 2 units on the Chargers, laying 4 points.
Ross, Cincinnati at Denver. Broncos 2.5 point favorites. Again, a low total, 39.
Yeah, this line surprised me. I like the Bengals. I think they have an excellent chance to win the game outright, and they're getting 2.5 points. So give me one unit on the Bengals getting 2.5 points.
And good news, 3s are popping up on the screen, Ross. Grade yourself, Birdman. Grade Ross for a 3 because Vegas has 3 places now that have this line up to 3, which shocks me. You know, this game feels a lot like the San Francisco Giants game where they were betting the heck out of the Giants for some reason, and it didn't make any sense to us. This one doesn't make sense to me as well. Cincinnati's the better team than Denver. Historically, they haven't played well in Denver, but at 3, sure, give me a unit on the Bengals, plus the 3, best bet.
The best bet.
Next up, New England will be playing the Oakland Raiders in Mexico City. Patriots, 6.5 point favorites. High total, 52.5.
And high for a reason. Put me down on the over for 2 units here. You know, I love that Oakland offense when it's when Carr's playing well. He did miss the three games with injury, all or part of the games, and I think that's skewing the Oakland stats downward on offense. Plus, there was some politics going on that offense when they went to Washington week three when they were 2-0, some talk about maybe the O-line for the Raiders didn't play at their fullest for Carr. And because of that, I think that Oakland's offense is undervalued, but their defense is a sieve. Their defense, heck, they couldn't stop the Miami Dolphins. And the Patriots still have the worst statistical defense in the NFL from a yards per play perspective. And Brady and company are absolutely awesome. Best offense in the NFL. We're going to see lots of points. We're going to need it to get over 52.5, two units.
So you just did the total. You didn't do the line at all?
I did not do the line because I refused to bet against New England, Ross, even though I only make the game six.
Got it. Okay. Over 52.5. Wow. I don't know. I know that the guy said they could barely breathe there last year. I wonder if that helps the offense or the defense more because of the elevation. And what about the Raiders having the familiarity of, you know, the Mexico City, like we've seen in Europe sometimes?
The problem is New England's spending the week in Colorado, so they're going to be at 5,000 feet already for 8 days before going to the 7,500 feet. So they're acclimated now.
Got it. All right. I'm going to pass that game. Bri?
All right. Then next up is Philadelphia at Dallas. This is Sunday Night Football. Eagles 3.5-point favorites. Total is 48.
I don't do this very often, but I did it with the Chargers, and I'm going to do it with the Eagles. I don't like it. You know I don't like laying points, but, man, Dallas, no Sean Lee, no Zeke Elliott. That's a problem. I don't even know if Tyron Smith's playing, but no Sean Lee really hurts him. I think the Eagles are on a mission right now, coming off a bye. I like the Eagles to win by more than 3.5. I'll lay the 3.5 points, two units on the Eagles.
Yeah, I can't lay 3.5, but I'm with you on a lean. I certainly would have laid three with the Eagles. Best defender for the Cowboys, Lee, is out. Best offensive player, Elliott, is out. Arguably the most important player in offense, the left tackle, is likely out. Their best special teams player, kicker Bailey, is out. Not the same Dallas team. And remember, the Eagles, October 30th last year, Eagles fans will remember, they're up 7, 4-2 on the year, driving late against the Cowboys. I think they ran a sweep, lost 5 yards, out of field goal range. Somehow they lose in overtime at Jerry's World. Huge payback game. Got to look, Eagles or nothing here.
All right, Steve, finally, Monday Night Football, the Atlanta Falcons at the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks, -3 with a total of 45.
Yeah, and this is the game Atlanta went to Seattle and crushed them the whole game last year and somehow lost with some bad refereeing at the end of the game. Bad call went against them, and they got their revenge in the playoffs. Atlanta is the better team. I mean, they've got the best stats in the NFL year-to-date, comparable stats to what they had in their Super Bowl year. We just saw Atlanta dismantle a Cowboy team with key injuries. Well, we got the same thing going on here with Seattle. Richard Sherman goes out. Earl Thomas is hurt. Chancellor is hurt. So you got a crippled Seattle defense and a O-line that has just not been very good all year long, but has improved a little bit. Seattle's been great Monday Night Football. That's the one stat I would give you that to be a little cautious, and that's what's keeping me from making a big bet. Seattle's 15-5-2 against the spread with their 12th man on Monday Night Football. I still like Atlanta, two units on the Falcons.
Wow. Interesting. All right. Seattle on a Monday night. They did lose Richard Sherman, but they're typically pretty good at home, although it feels like that's wearing off a little bit. I'm with you. I'm going to put a unit on the Falcons. I think they get a decent chance to win the game. In fact, I'll go two. I'll go two with you, Steve, to wrap things up on a Monday night with a best bet. Two units on the Atlanta Falcons getting 3 points.
The best bet.
Terrific stuff as always, Steve. Now everybody knows what to do. Now that we're going to get back on the winning track, now they're going to get back on a roll, you just go to betonline.ag. You use the promo code EVENMONEY on your first deposit so that you get that 50% welcome bonus. Or up to $2,500 worth of sportsbook free plays. With almost two decades in servicing U.S. bettors, BetOnline, ideal destination for your football action this season. Their live betting software is amazing. If you haven't ever tried this before, it's really cool. You get a free $25 on your first live betting software bet. Plus, you can get a 100% poker and casino bonus if you want to take advantage of that action as well. Don't miss out on betting tomorrow night's game risk-free. Visit BetOnline, or any game, betonline.ag, and use promo code EVENMONEY to score your $2,500 bonus. That'll do it for Week 11 Even Money Podcast. Remember, he's at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. I am at Ross Tucker NFL. If you want a free Madden, just go to rostucker.com, see the code for Gamefly. It's gamefly.com/tuckerfootball or gamefly.com/Eaton. Send it to me, Ross at rostucker.com, and you get a chance to win a free Madden, I tell you. Very, very cool. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you win some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, the Fantasy Feast Podcast, and the College Draft Podcast, all available on iTunes at rostucker.com or wherever podcasts can be found.